So I'm speaking with Elise Bauman. Elise, very good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first off, talking about this film, Almost Adults, that you are a part of, linchpin of a film like this is really the relationship between the two lead characters. You really got to feel, you know, that they are friends, that they've got this sort of real chemistry between them. How was it actually tackling that when it was both of you for the first feature film for both of you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really proud of what we accomplished. It was quite a feat for being a first feature for a lot of different people. But Natasha Negovanlis, the other star of the film, and I, we've had the pleasure of working together before on a web series called Carmilla.
Mm-hmm.
So we already had a relationship established. We actually play each other's love interest on the web series. So it was an interesting challenge to jump into a different sort of dynamic with each other for this film. But because we've worked so closely together before, it really was a seamless transition. Like, we really kind of, had great friendship chemistry as well. So, yeah, it was fun.
Now, the tension of this film comes from the fact that your character, Mackenzie, hasn't come out to her best friend, Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
It's treated like sort of a betrayal, and it drives a wedge between the two characters. Now, I think a line that sums up a lot of what we see later in the film is Cassie, when she says, "I'm straight and she's gay now, so we have nothing in common." Do you think we put too much emphasis on people's sexuality, kind of making that the focal point of people's personalities?
Absolutely. And I think with more and more representation in mainstream media nowadays,
mm-hmm.
that shift is starting to change. Like, I think what's happening with a lot of LGBTQ+ characters is that their sexuality is the main focus of a story point, which then kind of keeps it in like this special different category. And I think what's starting to happen now is that we're starting to see people's sexuality be in the background. And it's just, you know, people are dealing with other things other than that. But I think it is so important what our film does, which is to, bring to light the challenges of coming out, and especially to your straight friends, and like what the difference is. But I think one of the great things about the film is saying, like, you know, there is no difference. Like, we're all just humans. We're all here together. And, you know, it's so funny if you think about how much emphasis we put on it, because it really is just like, you know, Mackenzie happens to like girls. That's it. and something that Levi, one of the other characters, he says to Cassie at one point, he says, you know, she was always gay. Like, it's not that now that she's out, it's different. She was always this way.
Mm-hmm.
And so nothing has changed, actually. So I think it's so important, because I think that is something that that holds back a lot of people from coming out to their friends, is, thinking that it's going to change the dynamic of a relationship. But, you know, you are who you are from the moment that you come out of the womb, and coming out isn't going to change that, essentially.
Well, speaking of these kind of representations, Tumblr plays a surprisingly large role, really quite a surprising role in the film.
Yeah.
And I think it's also something that does come across in that web series that you mentioned, Carmilla. These places that are online are giving space for more queer representation outside of the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's a curious thing that these online spaces have kind of taken over as safe spaces, as opposed to, you know, physical spaces like clubs, like, you know, places that people could meet up originally?
Right.
You know, people, queer and trans kids figuring themselves out online in this day and age.
Absolutely. I've met a lot of fans over the past couple of years who have shared stories with me about how, the web series that I'm in has helped them come to terms with their sexuality, mm-hmm. and helped them open up and discover something new about themselves. And I think a main theme that I hear is that a lot of them have this like safe community online where they can talk to other people, where they might not feel safe to talk to their friends at school,
because
mm-hmm. There is still that fear of judgment and that that fear of being left out. And so, I think what the amazing thing about Tumblr and the World Wide Web is that it has created an environment for kids to talk to each other from opposite sides of the world and establish these friendships and you know, ask for advice and discover things about themselves that they wouldn't be able to maybe necessarily do if they were sitting at home watching television with their parents around, you know?
Well, related to that, I feel like there's a lot of confusion about boundaries in this film as well. Your character's Tumblr girlfriend, there's a sort of awkwardness between Mackenzie and Elliot as they're flirting and they're sort of, you know, finding ways of consenting to one another. And, you know, there's your character asking, when is it okay, now that I've come out as a lesbian, when's it okay to have a threesome? Is there something that you think, like, a lot of not just queer kids, but millennials in general are struggling with? You know, what's okay, you know, where the boundaries are in relationships now that all these things are being challenged?
Yeah. I mean, I think for me it's not so much an issue of consent as I think college is a time where everyone is experimenting and pushing their own personal boundaries and seeing you know, what turns them on and what excites them. And it's a time for exploration. And with exploration, there's also time for making mistakes. And so, you know, I think the threesome joke is a bit of a, I think she's kind of like playing at it a bit and she's just joking. But I think it's something that isn't necessarily specific to the queer community. I think that college is a time that people are kind of opening up themselves to their own sexuality, queer or not, and what it means to be a sexual human being. So I like that our film kind of puts that in the forefront a little bit, you know?
Now, I did want to touch on another film that you've been working on recently, Below Her Mouth, was shot by an all-female crew. How important do you think it is not to just have women playing a variety of characters in front of the camera, but also to have women behind the camera as well? How important do you feel that is?
I think it's so important. I think that things are really shifting in the industry, and I'm really excited and privileged to have been able to be a part of a couple projects that where women have been behind the camera as well. And it was the same with Almost Adults, actually, that we had a predominantly female crew, which was really special. It's just something that, you know, it's still so unheard of in the industry. And I think it's time that starts shifting. I think, you know, I think one day we'll get to a point where everyone is hired because of their talent and not because of their gender. And I think that things need to start shifting in the other direction for us to get to that point. Yeah.
Now, you're doing quite a few meet and greets with fans. You're doing a couple of meet and greets with fans as part of being in Australia for Queer Screen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how aware you are of the political situation right here in Australia at the moment. We're having a lot of debate around marriage equality. It's stirring up quite a bit of ugliness, really, in the political scene. What might you say to some of the fans, the Australian fans that you are meeting, who have these spaces online, these safe spaces online, where they are free to be themselves, to explore themselves, and then coming out into the real world and into a real world that might at times seem like it's really set against them? What do you say to those fans?
Yeah. Man, oh boy. I mean, I wasn't aware of that situation in Australia, actually. I would need to look into that more. But I think there's going to be challenges in every aspect of your life. You know, I think there's a lot of growth and expansion that's happening in the world and a lot of acceptance that's happening in the world, but we're not there yet. And I think the only way that we can fight against that is to is with love, is to just like really, and that goes for, you know, our sexual orientation or not, like just to always be putting love outwards, and to not let fear and other people's bigotry and other people's small-mindedness to, you know, allow, like, be affected by it. Like, it, you know, it makes me angry. It makes me sad. And I can sit with that, but I can and accept that it makes me feel that way. But I can also choose to just continue putting out love into the world and connection and, you know, with any community that has been so repressed for so long, like cherish those connections that you do have with people who are of the same loving mindset.
Well, Elise, thank you very much. Really appreciate getting you in and we could have a bit of a chat today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This has been great. Thanks for watching the film.